I pull up something, Peter. These are here. Today's date is 08/14/2025. Dictation is for Paul Alvarado. Alvarado spells A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. Paul spells P-A-U-L. Date of birth is 08/03/1972. This is a 52-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient indicated that he was in the emergency room and was admitted as a result of a diaphoresis, epigastric pain. Stated that he spent 3 days in the hospital, had extensive workup, which include labs, a CT scan, and he stated that all studies came back normal. He said he also had EKG, troponin, a CBC, CMP, a BNP, and stated all these studies were unremarkable, period. Said he was discharged yesterday and advised to follow up with us today. Today he said he has epigastric pain with a burning sensation in the back of his throat. He said whenever he eats or drinks, he can feel the food or water going down, and sometimes it takes a little while to get down, period. He said symptoms are worse when he lays flat, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is laboratory oriented. Mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 164/90. A pulse 104, respiration 18, temperature 97.4, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity. No rebound, correction, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, and 3 cranial nerves, 2 tennis normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment of gland. Assessment number 1 is peptic ulcer disease. Number 2 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. And number 3 is emergency room follow up. Number 4 is side effects from medication. Period. Patient indicated that he started to have these symptoms after he injected himself with. Ozempic, period. Next paragraph. Today in the clinic we did H. pylori test, breath test, ultrasound was done, which include his vascular status, his organs status. Ultrasound revealed fatty liver. Echo was also done, as echo reveals essentially normal heart with ejection fraction of 64. Next paragraph. In clinic, the patient received 1 pantoprazole, 20 milligrams PO. He was observed for approximately 15-20 minutes, then reevaluated, indicated that he's beginning to feel better with the pantoprazole. Next line, a glucose finger stick was done. His glucose is 280. Patient indicates that he did not take his medication today. He said he was afraid that he might get the same side effects, but he was strongly encouraged to take the other medication he has, namely metformin. And Humalog. Strongly encouraged to hold Ozempic for now, and I will advise when to restart. He's educated on daily finger sticks. And strongly encouraged to come into the clinic if his sugar is above 200, period. Patient was referred to a GI for further evaluation. He was given time off to return to work on Monday. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.